There was, of course, the County Senior Football Championship final. Dingle coming out on top in the last, I suppose, 10 minutes or so. They took over in that game. Austin Stacks pulling it back by way of a penalty, only for Dingle to bridge a 77-year gap and win the county senior football title for the first time since 1948. Absolutely incredible scenes in Austin Stack Park. Here is how it all ended.
Counting down the clock here as they're gone forward. Brian O'Connor on the far side of the field. They're going to bring it all the ways out again, Ambrose.
Yeah,
and Holden, as we see that, we're into the 57th minute now, yeah. Ambrose.
3 minutes
Tom
to
Sullivan.
Go.
And Tom is going to lob it into the edge of square. Up go the big men in the edge of square. Will they break it? And it's one and inside.
Reed.
A chance by Reed. A chance by Geaney.
That's
and
it.
He's got his second ball of the game. And that could be curtains for us.
That
Stacks.
Is it.
And that could be bridging the 77-year gap.
For a long ball. And I tell you, Paul Geaney on one
213
leg.
213 to 111,
Ambrose. Great credit to him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's on one leg. And I see Conor Geaney's coming off. It's after a big game as well and being replaced.
It fell to the right man, Ambrose.
Yeah.
Geaney's always get goals, and what a season.
He's certainly led by example, hasn't he?
What a season in the county championship.
Even though he's injured.
Yeah.
2-2.
And of course, there's all sorts of permutations and calculations. The winners here take on the winners of Limerick in the 23rd of November in the Munster series.
Horn, actually, Ambrose. Greg Horn, over possession, taking it once more.
He left
Greg
to go
Horn,
for goal, sure. On.
Now, it's lined by every Dingle man, but that's blasted over the bar. And that was taken to one goal
that's
and
it.
12 points. But Dingle are county senior football champions here in Austin Stack Park, bridging a gap of 77 years. Every man to a man made it work today to the delight of their supporters, Ambrose. Dingle 213, Austin Stacks 1 goal and 12.
And you'll have to say Dingle were worth it. You know, goals wins games. What a game Paul Geaney had. We come back and we'll allude to him again. No, he was obviously injured and carrying the leg. But I mean, 2-2, that's great scoring from the Dingle captain, and they needed the goals when Paul got them.
Yeah, there you go. There's Tim Moynihan and Ambrose Donovan commentating for Radio Kerry Sport at the weekend. Dingle bridging that 77-year gap to win the County Senior Football Championship. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme. With me on this programme this morning, I have a Dingle man who's been out of Dingle for a long time, living in Kilgarvan, but an absolutely delighted man, although tempered by an incident that took place over the weekend. Tom MacDonald, good morning to you.
Morning, Gerry.
Listen, tell me what happened. What happened to your flag, first of all?
That's secondary now. The excitement here in Dingle is paramount. Fantastic night here in Dingle last night. I'm a little bit weary myself this morning, but meeting up with old friends and all that. But Saturday night, I had the beautiful CLG Bangony Cooch flag flying down at the roadside near my house, and it was torn down and partly burned. But I came back to Dingle on Sunday night. I couldn't replace the flag, but I came back down again yesterday. First thing I did was going to Garvey's and buy a new one, and lo and behold, the price of the flag was even less than it was when I bought it originally. So not everything is going up in Dingle.
That's good. Inflation's going the right direction in Dingle. That's great.
It is, just general
blackguarding and messing, you think, Tom, by somebody down there?
Let's call it youthful exuberance or something, Gerry, but it's totally secondary to being down here in Dingle. I came down again last evening and joined up with Tomás Garvey and all the team down here in Flaherty's Bar, and what an evening we had, reminiscing and meeting up with ex-players, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Listen, tell me about Sunday. I mean, 1948, Tom Long, Captain Dingle, to beat Shannon Rangers, I think at the time. That was the last county senior championship win for Dingle. There's been a club championship in the last couple of years, but this was the big one. This was the one everyone wanted on Sunday, Tom, in Dingle.
Oh, yes, indeed. And earlier in the year, I was at the Dingle Kenmare club championship game in Kenmare, and I spoke to one of the Dingle people, and their sole focus this year was on the championship. The club was only secondary. And they were carrying a lot of injured players at the time. A man I joined up with last night was Bernard Sullivan, Barry Dan's father. In my young days, I used to pick him up in Ballyvourna College and bring him to the matches in Dingle and return him in the evening, as I lived in Kilgariff and all back in the 70s. But it was absolutely buzzing here in Dingle Sunday night and last night.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And look, the way it was done as well, facing down Asnestax in Tralee, and you needed every last player, every last person to do it. Mark O'Connor coming back from Australia after a grand final himself for the Geelong Cats after a long season, playing well in the semi-final and again in the final. So it was just very special for all of those players who've been together now as a team and have been coming the last couple of years to finally get over the line. Just an incredible feeling, Tom, I'd say.
Oh, absolutely, and that was reflected yesterday again. Mark was with us down here in Dingle, and the pride they're showing is absolutely fantastic. It was sole focus this year was win it. We thought last year that when we left after the Crokes match that their chance was gone, but lo and behold, they came up trumps this year, and we're all so delighted. Absolutely delighted.
Because you look, Tom, at some of the age profile of the players, particularly the likes of Paul Gainey, and you think that, you know, as a leader, maybe it's gone a year too far, but 2 goals and 2 points, an incredible performance. The will is there, from them to do things like that, which they did on Sunday.
Oh, indeed. And last night I had a couple of pints there with Paul Senior. And he was reflecting on the effort to get them even fit, carrying injuries, going up to physios, going to every sort of medical man to try and get them over the line. So absolutely wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, the good news is the flag is flying proudly in Kilgariff, and it will be for a while yet, I'd say, Tom.
You can sing that. You can sing that. And it was a little bit of youthful exuberance, I'd say, on Saturday night. So no hard feelings.
Yeah, good man. Well, listen, Tom, look, enjoy the continued celebrations and the best of luck to Dingle in the Munster series now, a little bit later on next month when they play the Limerick champions. But look, congratulations, delighted for you and for everyone involved in Dingle to bridge that 77-year gap.
Good.
Slán, that's Tom McDonald there from Kilgarvan, born and raised in Dingle, of course, and a proud Dingle man, delighted, like everybody else connected to the club, with that win over Asnestax. Commiserations to Asnestax, a great final, very lively, very interesting last 10-15 minutes or so when it swung either way. Stax 2 points up, Dingle got the goal, edged them in front, went a couple of points back, pulled back by the penalty, and then Paul Gainey sealing the win with that goal in the dying minutes in Austin Stack Park. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. And as I said, they go on, I think it's 23rd of November, they'll be out in Munster Club Championship action as the representatives now of Kerry. Dr. Crokes winning the club championship, but because it was a club team with the county, they go forward now representing Kerry on a Munster club adventure. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning.